Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of this Black Friday edition here at Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I am Henry the Red, Duke of Shale, Lord of Northlands, and leader of its peoples.
And I'm just Chris.
And if you want to join us, you can. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up here tonight, there are some other topics worth discussing, including crackdowns on ride-sharing and home-sharing. In Seattle, they're coming down with a tax on Uber and Lyft rides. And in Boston, they're cracking down on Airbnb. We'll tell you about that when we get the chance. Also on the way, some tech news. Chris, you brought in a story about North Korea, plus telegrams being targeted by the entertainment industry. So lots to cover here tonight. But we started out by talking about the latest on Black Friday. And, of course, you know, it's easy to focus on the fights. And thankfully, there doesn't seem to have been as many or as severe fights this year. But maybe that's partially because there aren't as many people out shopping this year as in previous years, at least according to the data that NPR is reporting on. The numbers of people who were planning to go to Black Friday is down significantly. It was 51% of shoppers said 3 years ago that they planned to do most of their holiday shopping on Black Friday. That is now down to 36%. So that's a significant drop.
You know what's interesting? It just occurred to me that the payment processors are going down. PayPal, for example, was down earlier today.
Really?
Yes.
Meaning that the volume is up, so that's why they might be going down?
At least for the online retailers, yes. The volume appears to be up.
Wow.
I mean, unless there's something else going on that I'm unaware of. I didn't read a story about this. I just experienced being unable to pay because basically it just goes in, you know, there's a circle and it just goes round in circle. Spinning forever.
I did have a problem with my one of my banking apps for the terrestrial banks that I use, like logging into it today. It was like, your internet connection is slow. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's you.
Yeah.
By the way, it's 30% drop, going from 51% down to 36%. That's a huge
cut.
That's
significant.
Yeah, that's huge. And that's just in 3 years.
Or, you know, I know the previous caller, Olivia, alluded to, well, maybe it's because, you know, people are more prosperous and wealthy. And I'm like wondering if it's the opposite way or what with the...
They're less prosperous?
Yeah, what with the Fed, you know, flooding. They're not even calling it, they're inflating the money, right? They're flooding the market.
Quantitative easing.
They're not even calling it that. They're just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to dump $180 billion into the economy that didn't exist before.
And they did that this year, right?
Yeah. They've been doing it over the last several months. And, like, I don't know, at one point they were doing, like, you know, $50, $60, $70 billion a day.
I don't know about you guys, but the prices have also gone up this year, over the past year or so.
Now, what have you noticed?
I think the statistic is it's gone up 13%, roughly.
Just overall,
like,
retail?
Like Walmart. I think that was Walmart. The prices went up 13%.
Wow.
And now some of that has to do with the different taxation policies.
And are they picking, like, different categories and just looking overall, and that's how they're finding the 13%?
Because specific things. The 13% was actually a number specific to import taxes, basically. The duties.
Thank Donald Trump for that,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what other, you know, what it's gone up outside of that specifically also, because, everything's going up in price. It's always going up in price. But yeah, I know in the past year, you know, our prices have had to go up significantly.
Yeah.
And a lot more than 13% for that matter.
Well,
so
there's no better place to look than the cost of, you know, renting a property or leasing a place for your business, that type of a thing, and how much that has gone up just in the last, you know, 10 to years. I mean, even 5 years
ago. Property taxes have definitely gone up significantly for us over the last 3 years, and specifically this year as well.
I know when I attempted to come out to New Hampshire about 5 years ago, and I was looking at, you know, Craigslist and all the rental agencies, looking at what the prices of apartments were so I could have some place to land. And then I had a delay, and then I didn't come out until this year. And, you know, a good couple $100 a month more.
Wow.
Over 5 years.
I think we went from paying like $6,000 when we moved in to like, it's, I think it's like, it'd be like $8,000 now.
This is 4 years ago.
Yeah, over 4 years it's gone up. Yes.
Well, that's the thing. When times are tough, government doesn't cut back.
No, they sure don't. They can just take.
So here's a little bit more from NPR. They're kind of looking at some of the reasons why people are dropping out of Black Friday. They're opting out. And now they point out that the sales are not just Friday now. It's Thursday, and some stores open all day now on Thursday, and some starting sales on Wednesday. Plus, some people are just, you know, seem like they're burned out on it. Of course, they say here not everyone who visits a store actually buys something. They're looking at, for instance, foot traffic patterns, and yeah, Black Friday is still the busiest shopping day of the year, but is it down overall? Looks like it might be. For the past 2 years, the number of people joining the tradition has inched lower, and some experts say that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a minor decline, says one of these. This is the guy who tracks foot traffic, Mr. Field. He says it's probably more than made up for with the shopping that's happening online. In fact, this year, one of the analysts found for the first time, this is a big deal, the majority of people plan to do their holiday shopping online instead of in store. So there is a shift. There's definitely a trend in this direction. So this is the very first time. I'm actually surprised it took this long, but for the first time ever, 2019, where the majority of shoppers are planning to just do it online.
So it's not the cultural shift that I had hoped for. It's the convenience of delivery shift.
You know,
I'm down with that.
I have to say, I think the overall traffic is actually down on internet purchases from last year to this year. And it actually has been for a couple of years now.
Really? You've looked at some numbers?
Yeah, I think I did here recently.
You're talking about like an industry-wide kind of number?
I'm trying to remember what it was I was looking at specifically. I don't know if it was an industry-wide or maybe it was industry-wide. I don't really recall the details. I just remember looking. I remember I looked at some details for something. I don't know if it was my own sales
or if it was the
industry sales or what. But I remember there was it wasn't like a huge decline, but it was, you know.
That definitely does not suggest good times economically.
Yeah.
Stores have tried for years to make doorbusters a more pleasant experience, to tame the stampedes and the fights over toys and televisions. In the most infamous incident in 2008, some 2,000 riled up shoppers literally burst through the doors of a Walmart, trampling a store worker to death in New York State. Now that's one you can count for the death watch.
I think that might be the most watched one too, the video of that.
And if you think about it, they say here the doorbuster culture has stores fighting over shoppers who are mainly there because stuff is cheap, many of whom might not return until the following holiday season, says Peter Fader, the professor of marketing at University of Pennsylvania. Now he says more and more companies are realizing the real value is in loyal shoppers who are there all year rather than fair weather shoppers from one weekend in November. Quote, there's always the chance we could turn that ugly duckling into a beautiful swan, but that's not that common, he says. And you'd start to say, well, wait a minute, why are we paying people double overtime to be here to serve these not so great customers?
Right. And I wonder, like, to me, the doorbuster stigma, culture, mm-hmm. whatever that is, it seems like organized looting.
Well,
I don't know about that.
It's not looting if you pay for the product.
No, I understand that, but I mean, like, it feels a lot like looting. You know what I mean? When you see the videos of the people breaking down the doors.
Those are rare. Again,
yeah.
You can't look at the videos and say, oh my God, it's a madhouse out there. Most places, it's pretty orderly. People are kind to one another. You know, you only see a handful of videos every year. And think about the millions of people going out, the thousands upon thousands of locations where these sales are happening. Overall, Black Friday is a pretty safe event.
I've never seen anything to be. I've seen that's scary to me is not actually Black Friday, but back to school.
Really?
To school is scary.
You're talking about as a worker being in a store?
No, I'm talking about as a parent or a child going mm-hmm. into like a Staples or a Walmart or something like that.
Why is it scary?
You're literally, I don't even know how to explain this, but I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's so bad back to school that you're going to be physically on top of the next person that's in, like, you can't move.
Is this like the week before school or like the week of?
It's like the week that school starts, yeah. And it's really just a couple of days specifically, like 1 or 2 days really.
Yeah. Huh.
And every single parent in like the school district is at, you know, your local Staples or Walmart or whatever.
The toll-free number to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently Amazon workers are walking out in Europe in protest as well. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I would say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Black Friday edition of the show. We're here live. You can talk and, you know, call in and talk about anything you want. We've been talking about Black Friday. There is some other stuff in the news we're going to get to as well. With you tonight here, it's Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
And Chris.
And if you're in the retail business and you want to do something a little different, you want to start taking Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies at your point of sale, get on over to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They will walk you through the process of getting set up with a cryptocurrency wallet. Maybe you've already got one of those. Well, then you're almost halfway done, because that's probably one of the longest time-consuming processes, and I mean like 5 minutes, because you have to download an app and, you know, load it. It's pretty easy to do this. And then once you download the AnyPay app for iOS or Android, there's even a web browser version of it, then you put your crypto wallet addresses in the back end, and you're ready to start accepting cryptocurrency at point of sale. It is very easy. There's no paperwork. There's no application fee. There's no waiting. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. You just go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and get started accepting Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and I think even Bitcoin SV, if you want to.
It is. Ooh. Yes, I've seen that on the list of when I'm checking out at merchants.
Help. Well, there aren't too many merchants, but yeah.
I've seen two.
Right. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's one guy in Keene that's like a Bitcoin SV fanatic, and he's gotten a couple of the businesses.
I think Thirsty Owl takes it, and I think I saw it at one other place.
I think you're right about that. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Get started over there as we continue here. Still covering Black Friday related news now with Amazon protests. You said you've been doing a little digging here, Captain Kickass. This is one of the stories you spotted earlier.
Yeah, I breezed over it, as far as reading through the actual article. And, it just... overseas, right? You know,
this is overseas, but they were supposedly doing this last year in the U.S. as well. So it wouldn't surprise me if this was happening somewhere in the U.S.
So they're claiming poor working conditions.
That's what they've been claiming.
Claiming all sorts of things like they're not supplying bathrooms, or up to par. Like people have had to urinate into bottles and things of that nature.
Oh.
and of course Amazon's like, no, we provide some of the highest pay and the best working conditions of any company ever, right?
Who's telling the truth?
And so, it becomes a he said, she said. And so, apparently, some folks who work for Amazon in the UK and other areas of the EU have staged some sort of a walkout, I guess.
A story here from the BBC, the Union Verdi, which called the strike regarding workers at 6 Amazon distribution centers in Germany, have staged a Black Friday walkout disputing pay and working conditions. They said their members' hard work could not be bought for knockdown prices. It wants Amazon staff to be part of the German retail industry's collective bargaining structure. They want a union, is what they want. The strike came as protesters in France targeted Amazon centers at the online retailer's depot in Bretigny-sur-Orge, south of Paris. I'm sure I brutalized that likely French name. Dozens of climate change activists blocked the path of lorries trying to enter the site. Now, what is a lorry? Is it
that's a truck.
The truck. Okay, thank you. Other protesters converged on Amazon's French headquarters in Cliché, north of Paris. The activists held banners with slogans, including Stop Amazon and its World, and Amazon for the Climate, for Employment, Stop Expanding, Stop Overproduction. German workers walked out overnight at Amazon centers in various different locations across the country. The strike is due to last all weekend, with employees at some centers staying away until early Tuesday morning. Amazon denied its staff were badly treated, saying that it was, quote, a fair and responsible employer, unquote, with pay rates at the upper end of what was normal for comparable jobs. Well, there's always going to be, in a group of employees, there's going to be some unhappy people. And we've seen this with the Uber drivers, for instance, where there's I don't know what the percentage of them there are, but there's a certain percentage of them, probably pretty small, that's very, very loud. And they're mad, and they want their employment benefits. They don't want to be a contractor. They want to be an employee. And we've been, and so this is kind of similar. It's like, well, you took this job, and rather than quit the job and go find a job that, is better suited to your tastes or whatever, you want to turn into an on-the-job activist.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't get what the climate protesters had to do with the walkout, but, It's fine.
Well, there's another story from Fox News about the climate side of this, so okay. Maybe we'll dig in further into that. Amazon says its deliveries would not be delayed because, quote, the majority of workers are taking care of customers' orders as normal, unquote. Amazon employs 13,000 people full-time at 13 different logistics centers in Germany, with extra seasonal workers taken on at Christmas. So, you know, again, Amazon's basically saying, yeah, these are just a few employees.
And
no
if
deal.
They want, you know, some sort of unionization, all they have to do is hire, like, an Italian or a Sicilian or, you know, somebody who's familiar with the routine, you know? Teamster.
Is that a gang joke? Gangster joke?
Yeah.
Story over at Fox News. Protesters around the world disrupted Black Friday shopping to draw attention to climate change. Days before the UN has met or is meeting in Madrid to discuss the issue, the retail holiday saw protests in a long line of countries, including Germany, France, and the United States, with some activists entering stores and others holding mock funerals. Near Paris, climate demonstrators blocked a shopping mall and gathered in front of the Amazon headquarters to protest what they say is overproduction killing the planet.
Wait. I like having a climate, because I know as a human, if we don't have one, we die.
Yeah, it's nice being able to breathe. Yeah.
Why would you protest the climate?
Well, they're saying that Amazon's making too much stuff, and that's somehow killing the planet.
Right.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. And the reason I don't buy it is because, well, Amazon's not going to make more stuff necessarily than what they think's going to sell. And, yeah, sure, you might estimate what sales might be and make a few too many things, but then you just lower your price and people buy.
You know, I think part of the problem is that they're targeting things that are not even, in fact, like the big things that are really impacting the environment anyway, right?
Well, like the government is the largest polluter on the face of, and government as in like state governments,
government, targeting them.
National That's governments, not, they're the largest polluters.
Yeah, it's not even that. Like, I'm trying to think what it is was, like, high up there on the list as, like, the number one thing, and it's something that can be fixed or something, but it's like, that's not what they're targeting. I don't know.
You're going to have to find that list, because we don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either, but I probably won't be able to find it. But, yeah, it's just something I remember reading about at some point, and it's just, like, it just always boggles my mind. Like just, like, the plastic straw thing. And
oh,
like,
yeah, that's so dumb.
Like,
yeah.
As another example of something that's...
All of these things are so symbolic, right?
Yeah, like, it's like they're symbolic, but they have absolutely zero effect.
Well, another good example of this, the plastic straw is a more recent example, but Penn & Teller's great Showtime series that they did for, I think, 8 seasons, BS, can't say the name of it on the air, they did an episode on recycling that showed that most of the things that people recycle, it actually takes more energy to actually reprocess those materials than it would to just make things from scratch. So for most things, with the exception of, I think, aluminum, and I forget, there was one other thing, but aluminum is worth doing. The rest of it, it's a total waste of energy do it. So it's all about feel-good, you know, pointless stuff. And so are these protests pointless? Yeah, but we'll get a quote from Extinction Rebellion, which is one of the groups here that's out protesting today. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Oh, it's the whole Buy Nothing Day thing. Yeah, that's also pointless. We can talk about it coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Terror overseas as two stabbing attacks take place, one in London and one in The Hague in the Netherlands.
Two people are confirmed dead after being stabbed on the London Bridge. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, police are still searching for a man who stabbed a number of people in a busy shopping district in The Hague. Former Joint Terrorism Task Force Operations Manager Steve Rogers tells Fox News,
"You see something, say something. Don't hesitate. Yeah. Let a police officer know there's just something not right with that person or what's going on in that area. And this will be most helpful, not only to prevent an attack, but, God forbid, when an attack occurs, it helps the police tremendously to track down the fact that maybe anyone else may have been involved in this."
Still some time to head out and do some shopping on this Black Friday, as many retailers are staying open late to accommodate the shoppers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You can jump into one of those over at discord.lrn.fm. It sounds almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. You have Ian, the captain.
And Chris.
And LibertyCon coming up April 3rd through the 5th. Mark your calendar for an event in D.C. for people who are interested in networking with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations. Maybe you want to advance your career or key in on some business and internship opportunities. This is going to be a great time to do that. There's also some excellent speakers who will be there, including John Mackey from Whole Foods. He'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith won the Nobel Prize in Economics. He'll speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. There's a lot more to learn. Go to libertycon.com for more details on additional speakers and other happenings. Plus, you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save $10 on your registration, which is actually a significant portion because the registration is shockingly affordable for this convention. You can go to libertycon.com. Normally, if you go to a convention, you should expect to pay $200-$300 for a weekend-long convention. This is $80.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
And $10 off.
Yeah, and $10 off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at libertycon.com. We'll see you there April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. And yes, discounted rooms are available for you at the hotel, the Marriott Marquis. Plus, if you're a student, travel scholarships are available. That means they're going to help you get there. So, once again, libertycon.com. We're talking about some of the protests going on outside of Amazon's warehouses in Germany. Plus, there's climate protesters outside of shopping malls and various retailers claiming that, well, we'll get some of their quotes here in just a moment, a group called Extinction Rebellion. Now, I've heard of these people as of a few months ago. And I knew they were plotting to do something. I wasn't sure when or whatever, but apparently it's now. And so we'll tell you what these people claim to stand for. Extinction Rebellion. Sounds pretty serious. We'll get into that. But first, Dave is on the line in Colorado. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
And I'm here.
Hello, and there you are.
And I'm taking you off of... Okay.
Thank you.
There's been some NH exit news of a sort.
NH exit. This is the idea of New Hampshire leaving the United States.
Oh, please, let's...
Wait. News? How is there news? Is there something actually happening? Because I'm ready to party.
Well, it's not as much as I'd like it to be, but okay. The governor has kind of gotten on board in an indirect way.
Wait, really?
No.
What? I can't believe
you're teasing. What's the news?
What's the real news?
So he's made a hashtag, I guess, or Twitter tag, whatever that thing is with the number sign on it.
Yeah.
Is it My NH Exit?
What? What is this in relation to? Like, what is he? What did he do this for?
I'm not sure if he created it or not, but he's been promoting it. It's in relation to his opposition to the federal government's interference in exit numbers in New Hampshire.
Exit numbers? Oh.
So
with the number of freeway exits?
The freeway exits.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
He says, I have a quote from him here. He says, quote, "I don't know about you, but I love the fact that I grew up as an exit 3 kid in Salem. Exit numbers are a point of pride for some of us in NH, and we shouldn't let Washington bureaucrats threaten to take that away."
I'm so proud of exit 347.
Seriously.
Well, you know, if you're going to make a stand, I guess it's good that he made some kind of a stand against the federal government on exit numbers.
Right.
It's not like he ordered any state troopers to arrest them while they're changing the numbers, you know. But
they are changing the numbers?
Well, I don't know. There's a battle over whether the numbers might be forced to change in New Hampshire.
Huh.
Internal drama.
Interesting. So, yeah, Chris Sununu, who is the current governor, he tweets, "The Granite State receives the lowest level of federal highway funding of any state. We won't let misguided and wasteful Washington policies force us into changing our state's iconic exit numbers."
Great. Let's get the federal government out altogether. Stop accepting the money and declare independence.
Yeah, and... if I'm hearing this correctly, the feds are trying to dictate what New Hampshire does with their exit number.
They're trying to dictate all sorts of stuff, like seatbelt laws. And
no, I know, I mean, like the whole 21 thing. And,
all right,
you know,
so here's what's going on. According to WMUR, the Department of Transportation in New Hampshire has endorsed a proposal to renumber all the exits based on mile markers rather than the sequential numbers they currently are. DOT officials say the state could lose federal highway money if it doesn't make the change.
Oh, good.
The proposal would be part of the state's next 10-year highway plan and would be considered by the executive council as early as next week.
So they can't
force it on New Hampshire, but there's money behind
this
it.
This actually is a good thing in some respects if you think about this, because it gives us more...
What is pushing back against this?
Pushing
or
back against
change?
This. And the reason for this is because the less money we receive, the better the argument is for independence.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to get more people on board with supporting independence when you tell them, hey, you know, we're not receiving the federal funds. We're being basically, you know, negatively impacted relative to other states.
Don't the states collect the revenue and then turn it over to the feds anyway? Isn't it the state's responsibility to collect
the revenue? No, the IRS collects the revenue.
Yeah, it's a federal agency that does that.
So the IRS collects the revenue that goes into the general fund or whatever. Of course, some would say the IRS actually pays the interest on the Federal Reserve loans, and that's a whole other story. But in theory, it goes to the federal government, and then it goes back to the states.
Hmm. Yeah. The states basically are bribed
with their own money.
With their people's own money.
Right. That's what I was getting
at.
Like,
whatever it is that they.
I was under the impression that the states collected the money to turn over to the feds anyway.
No,
if that was
like
the
that.
Case. They could just stop turning it over.
No, the property taxes here go to the state and the cities.
Mm. Right. Well, so property taxes do, but like...
Sales tax also goes to the state's general fund.
Right. But the federal money is what you're paying the IRS directly.
Right. So what was it that you thought the state was collecting, I guess?
I don't know.
For the feds, yeah. Dave, other thoughts on this? Is this, you know, an opener for potential, you know, could this guy's mind be open towards like a full-on NH exit, or is this just, you know, some weak-ass thing that he put on Twitter?
Oh, I think we're talking more weak-ass, but at least it's weak-ass in the right direction.
Yep, that's true.
Dave, can we hijack his attempt at, you know, hashtag NH exit and turn it into something he doesn't want?
Oh, I like that.
Oh. Give it a shot if you want, and report your results to nhexit.com.
Excellent. Nice. Thank you, Dave.
We support the governor's exit from the federal government.
Yeah, too bad he did hashtag my NH exit. It's not quite the same as hashtag.
Oh, well, he's free to leave.
True. He might leave the next year if nobody beats him in the primary. Nobody is our co-host, by the way.
I would love for nobody to beat him in the primary.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Was that a thing where you guys grew up, like, did you have a thing for your exit number?
I know it was a thing in New Jersey, but I don't. It wasn't a thing where I was. But I was too far away from, like, the city.
Yo-Yo 42!
Yeah,
you know, was it like that? I mean,
I had no, like, admiration for the exit number, of, you know, off the freeway that was nearest to the town I grew up in.
I don't even remember which exit number it was that I lived near.
I
think it was like 38 in Florida or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I remember, but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to say. But at the same time, I had no reverence for it whatsoever. It was a number on a sign.
I think it probably has more to do with where you are located, you know, surrounding the major city and something. I think the people further out don't care.
It is an illustration, though, of like how, like in markets, like naturally they develop, like, you know, standards across an industry, right? But when it comes to states, they're all over the place. Some are numbered sequentially, some are numbered after the mile markers. Nobody can come to an agreement.
Florida changed before I moved here, so New Hampshire, I guess, has been holding out, and now you have the Department of Transportation trying to cram this down, but it still has to be approved by the legislature or the executive council, so it may not go through. We're coming up here.
Good.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. 7979 Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You jump into one of those, and you will sound like you're almost sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Chris here. And also, I want to say thanks to MuseFan, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier.
Ooh.
Contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. Thank you, MuseFan. Definitely appreciate that. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like Free Talk Live, you like what we do, please join the AMP program like MuseFan. You don't have to do $10. We asked for $5, but he did, you know, or she did twice as much. So definitely appreciate that. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about these angry protesters outside of shopping malls, Amazon, some Amazon workers walking out in Germany. The group that's protesting outside of various different retailers this year is Extinction Rebellion. Their website is rebellion.earth. What is it? Well, it's a bunch of people who are really mad about the environment, and they want something to be done about it. And I'm on their website here. We'll talk a little bit more about what they supposedly believe, but first, a little more from the story at Fox News. They are protesting capitalism run amok. The group Extinction Rebellion tweeted Friday, quote, "We are living in a system of endless consumerism. Earth cannot sustain that, especially as we accelerate toward climate and ecological catastrophe." Are you guys scared?
Not really.
I mean, you know, your impression of somebody, you know, being dramatic was more scary, I think, than these people.
The group posted photos and videos purportedly showing activists protesting the holiday. Protesters shut down streets in Vancouver, Canada, for a mock funeral procession. And and they're showing on their Twitter feed here empty shopping carts. I guess they have their protesters going into various different stores, or at least this one store, and walking around pointlessly with nothing in their carts in sort of a line of non-customers.
How is that a protest?
I don't know. I think this is a part of this buy nothing idea. Have you ever heard of Buy Nothing Day?
I have heard of that, actually. It's, I'm sure, a very popular theme on the West Coast.
It says, this is the Extinction Rebellion New York City tweet where they do hashtag Buy Nothing Day. So the idea behind this, we've talked about this over the years on Free Talk Live. The people who do these protests seem to think that they'll have some sort of an effect if they buy nothing today.
Yeah. You know what would be better is buy what you need. Because effectively, like, we all waste, you know, like, we're, I don't know, well, I shouldn't say we all, but let's put it this way. I know I throw money at stuff that's just like, why? Why am I buying this? I will never use it. It's really cool, but I'll never use it, right? Like, just like,
I don't know. Do this a lot?
I see people, everybody around me doing it, yeah.
Like, you said you do it, though. So
I do, yeah.
Give us an example of something you bought pointlessly.
Oh, I don't know. Like, okay, so I actually didn't buy this personally, but my partner did. And it goes, this scrums to mind. All right, so there's this really, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. I think Walmart was selling them and then they stopped selling them, but it's this Monopoly Socialist game.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really cool.
We talked about it in great detail here on Free Talk Live.
That doesn't surprise me. But the point is, that game will never be opened and will never be played.
Oh,
it's cool.
He bought it as a collector's item?
Yeah, but it's not like, you know,
just frame it and call it art, man.
And there's all sorts of stuff like this that it's like, oh, this is really cool. Or buying the wrong thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not careful enough, so I end up buying the wrong thing, and I just hope it works. And when it doesn't, then I go and buy something else, and I do a little bit more research, right? Just things of that nature, right? It's like, and then I don't return
the old thing. I'm guilty
of
buying things that I don't, like, that I won't use or won't use very often, but not very commonly. Like, and that's just because I just don't, like, if I had the Monopoly Socialism game and during the time when it was crazy, I would have bought one, but they were, like, $100 on eBay. I don't know if you followed the story or if you heard about it, but the same thing happened this year with Monopoly Socialism as happened a year ago with the Monopoly for Millennials, where this controversial game, a version of Monopoly, came out. It pissed off the socialists out there.
How do you play that? You open it up and just divvy out the money equally?
No, it's like a complete... they skewered socialism, basically. So there's all kinds of insults towards socialism in this game. I don't know how you play it. I've never played it.
No, I want to play it.
But, well, maybe you should talk to Bob. Apparently he's got a copy of it.
Can we have game night on Free Talk List?
I don't think it would go good on the air. But,
that would work on the air.
I think it'd be something that would be fun. Like, if he did want to... If he wanted to make a game night and have, you know, you guys wanted to have people over to your house, I bet you'd find people who were willing to go try this game.
Yeah,
night.
I mean, maybe. I think it could be fun. Time for that kind of stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Monopoly takes a long time to play, right?
Right. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, there's so much stuff, like, I would love to do, but I just don't have time for it.
I know.
And so I buy this stuff, and I never get to using it or whatever.
Isn't socialist Monopoly just an oxymoron, just when you say it?
I guess.
Those monopolies are technically a product of crony capitalism, right?
True.
And then
true.
I mean, socialists.
Well, the crazy thing about Monopoly wasn't originally supposed to be like anti-capitalist.
It was.
So
yeah, it was against rant.
Socialist Monopoly is.
Oh, I thought
it's come around. It's come full circle.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was a parody of the Federal Reserve,
or maybe not full circle, but 180 degrees. It's gone to where they're making fun of socialists now, whereas the original designer of the game was anti-capitalism.
Right.
The original,
they made modifications before it became popular, so I don't know, but it definitely was. I think it was supposed to be a teaching tool of like why monopolies are bad and why socialism is good or something to that effect. Because
no, I believe it was
always ends up with one
landlords.
Person. It always ends up being like one person. You know, having everything, owning everything. And that's what it was. That's how it was supposed to teach you that, like, you know, capitalism bad, socialism good.
We should invent the statist version of Monopoly.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. So, anyway, they're complaining about so-called consumerism. And is there, you know, some waste out there in the world? Sure. Yeah, there definitely is.
No doubt about it.
But are you going to really somehow stop that from happening by parading around a grocery store or a department store with a bunch of empty shopping carts or begging the government to change things for you? Because if you go to their website and you click on, let's see, our demands.
I don't know about you guys, but, you know, over the years, I've seen so many different protests of different things and different styles and different subgroups and that kind of thing. And, like, really the only effective protests that I've ever seen are ones where they're armed. Those are the effective protests.
Well, you don't have to worry about the climate protesters arming themselves because they're probably against guns as well. Although some of these lefties have armed themselves with, like, pee bottles or whatever and have dumped those on people and, you know,
put pee bottles?
Yeah, urine, human urine.
Oh.
Yeah. Here are their three demands. This is the Extinction Rebellion at rebellion.earth. Number one, government must tell the truth. Well, you're already... Sorry. Doesn't matter who you elect.
Yeah. And when you start with the most impossible demand...
And then here's the rest of the sentence. Must tell the truth by declaring a climate and ecological emergency, working with other institutions to communicate the urgency for change. Two, they say government must act now to halt biodiversity loss and reduce greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2025. And three, government must create and be led by the decisions of a citizens' assembly on climate and ecological justice.
How
whatever
we just
that
get
means.
Rid of the government and solve our problems in the first, like, you know, like the economic damage from the government is more than anything else.
But Chris, you can't get rid of the government. Then the corporations will have total control over everything. The
corporations are dependent on IP law, and if we get rid of IP law, because that's dependent on government, magically we'll solve that problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
these people are insane to think that like they can establish some sort of department within the government, and somehow more taxation is going to solve climate change.
Right. As though the government can fix things. As though the government can
name a thing the government
better.
Has fixed.
Right. What is a citizens assembly is the next section here. Citizen, and now it gets a little more wordy. Citizens assemblies are innovative processes that can empower people, communities, and entire countries to make important decisions in a way that is fair and deeply democratic. The Citizens' Assembly on Climate and Ecological Justice will bring together ordinary people to investigate, discuss, and make recommendations on how to respond to the climate emergency. Similar to jury service, that means it'll be mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you more about the Citizens' Assembly here in moments. 855-453. They've got a vision, and they want to force it down your throat. 855-450-3733. These are the people who are protesting outside of various different retailers today. Coming up also, we got more things to talk about, including a crackdown on ride-sharing and home-sharing in different cities across the United States. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.